traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I had one girl. She used to be a devil worshiper.
The girl enters his house like, yeah, I remember.
I had no clue I was dark-skinned until I got here. I got to America. One guy told me I looked like under the bed.
I put my brother in prison.
What the f*** are you saying?
I'm a pimp.
You at least got to try some liver.
She's sitting there. She's like, why don't you do that with me? Don't you love me? We're at Puka de Beppo. Shut the f*** up.
Oh my God, we're about to watch an influencer in the wild.
Good. We're doing a podcast right now. You want
to
come on?
Every zoo that I went to in the world, all the gorillas come to the glass and they all do this.
It's number one podcast in the world right now, and that's not by chance.
I swear to God, Bobby Lee, you pissed off my co-host.
You know, the Beatles could have lost Ringo.
Oh.
This kid goes home last night at, 2 a.m., goes to bed. Doesn't even make it to the after party.
Yeah, that's like unlike you, to be honest. I was a little bit disappointed. I was like, damn, I want to party with my brother. He's like, oh, I'm going to sleep.
It's because he's in a relationship
it
now.
It takes a lot to make this work, okay? It's the number one podcast in the world right now, and that's not by chance, okay?
Don't forget
to like and subscribe.
Yeah, but I did a podcast. I did a sports show like right after, too.
First, he's right. No excuses. But also, what was that intro?
You want to redo that?
Yeah, I mean, hate the intro. You've done 400 episodes, bro. You're like a little off today.
You don't want to mix it up just a little bit? No.
I kind of liked it a little bit.
Okay. Just maybe drill one home right down the pipe.
Hey, I found your mic.
Oh, nice. No, thank you, Logan. No. I thought it was good. I thought it was better than usual, if you ask me.
Perfect.
You're looking good too, bro. You're looking leaner. You've been working out more?
Drinking all the Prime.
Prime.
Drinking all the Prime.
So what's going on? What KSI, are you guys really friends or is it just for money and clout?
What are you talking about? Yeah, yes, he's my friend and business partner.
Have you ever given him a reach around?
What the fuck kind of...
Well, are you friends or not?
Yo.
I'd hate it. But you versus Ryan Garcia.
That's what I'm saying. That's
oh
like,
my
there's
gosh.
Options.
But Ryan,
we gotta keep doing our thing. Keep winning and become big enough to where the UFC... Because UFC, they're about money. So if the opportunity 5-6 years down the line... I'm the fucking man. There's another fucking man in boxing. UFC would be down. They would be down, but it has to be big enough.
Hey. Let's talk two, three years.
It has to be like you being a UFC fighter and an excellent one does not translate to you being a boxer in a boxing ring. Ryan Garcia is not beating you in the octagon. I'm sorry. You're not beating Ryan Garcia in a boxing
ring. I wasn't going to beat Peter Yan either. I wasn't supposed to.
He's doing it. He does this.
I'm with you. I'm agreeing.
You're on Rogan, right? I listen to you. Yeah, okay.
I'm agreeing with you on that.
That's okay. I'm not. Everyone can have their opinion. You guys can say that. It's not going to change the fact that I want to do it.
I totally agree.
Do you want me to sit here and say, okay, I won't? Or what's your point of saying
my
that?
My point is that this is like, it's more of a spectacle than it is an actual.
So you think there's a 0% chance I could beat him?
Yeah, I think 0%.
Zero. Raheem. No, you're a
he has the exact same chance of
disrespect,
beating you in the
bro? I don't feel like it's disrespectful.
Zero chance.
But he also is making
zero chance.
In the octagon, Ryan Garcia has zero chance of beating you.
Like zero.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's accurate.
Hold on a second. If you put the two in the octagon and they get into a striking match with light gloves on, there's never a zero chance. The one thing about fighting that we all know is
crazy to get into a striking.
I understand what you're saying.
Well, not striking. Don't say boxing.
But
that's striking.
What I'm getting at is there's a button that exists on everyone's chin. There is the 0% chance in fighting does not exist. You would say the same thing about me versus Logan in a ring. Of course.
We had this conversation.
There's never a 0% chance. The right shot to the right part of a human's body puts a person out.
Probably like 6 is when I knew I could rap. And I still remember my first rap. Hey, my name is Bobby, but they call me B. I'm a young MC from the streets of MD. That was my thing.
That's great.
And now I'd be on different shit. I live by the beat, I die by the beat since 1990. Live by the beat, I die by the beat like MPC Akai, who I named William after because I get bills from these beats. Fuck the industry. You know, we keeping it real up in these streets. Came up in a world that's office access, artist promise, death and taxes. Don't give a fuck who be rhyming the fastest. My anxiety make me spit it on my limit, and I'm stuck in a clinic like Flynn Montgomery. Take a step back. Tell me right now, boy, just what your summary. Creeping through fireside. Smash the window of that fire rod just to see what we can snatch from up inside. Till the flashing lights come round that corner, then we running high. Praying I got up in heaven 11 tonight and I got no alibi. My damn, dip to Stewart Town. Best not come round these parts if you new in town. Wonder what my homies from back in the day living there all doing now. Running with my sister Jeannie, schooling me like Mr. Feeney. This the first time I heard a gunshot on the block. Growing pains 3. This the type of shit don't ever stop. Here come the cops shooting up the hood like black ops. Cause trigger happy people tend to trigger happy people. Trigger happy police tend to trigger happy people. And some people who believe we not equal shoot up the steeple. My God. If you exist, then why you make life so hard? If you exist, the way you think is avant-garde. If you exist, you got a funny way of showing it. What happens in the afterlife, these people think they know and shit. And on that note, I keep it G, like track 4, Kicking the Door by Notorious B.I.G. Don't believe me? Look that shit up. I promise you'll find the key to this punchline. Feeling just fine. Listen, we all claim it. We all say it, but it's no use. The greatest rapper alive is probably stacking produce. Introduce you to my train of thought. Snapping on the track like the illest conductor. With no contradiction, I brought my thought to the table. Fact and never fiction, fuck a fable. Ready and willing, you better believe that I'm able to spit fire through these lines faster than fiber optic cable. I'm gone. That's the shit I be on. That's what I love doing. That's the hip hop I love. And guess what? I also love to turn the fuck up and have fun too. Do what you love.
And fuck your wife.
Fuck my wife.
You have an amazing and very successful music career at the highest level. Yeah. Some of your songs
took a pill and a bee.
Like,
hey, like, you guys are going
on
tour.
I always wanted to know how that day ended up. Did you actually take bees the pill? Day.
Yeah.
Did you do it because you wanted to feel cool? Like, what was that? What
yeah.
Was the actual reason?
We could sidebar that and then go back to your train, but that song came about. You know, the version that's a hit is a remix.
Yeah.
And the original song is basically an acoustic song, and it's very sad.
Did you write it for Justin Bieber?
No. Okay. I wrote Boyfriend for Justin
I knew
Bieber.
That. I knew yeah. that.
I Took a Pill in Ibiza is a song that you couldn't sell to anybody. You know, it's like the first few lines are, I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but fuck it was something to do.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to pitch that to someone else because it only happened to me. Yeah, but the story was
that
basically
makes sense.
Like,
that was a dumbass.
But also I'll back you up a little bit.
I
assure you there's a few people at least that can relate to that.
Yeah,
you know, maybe.
Yeah, I feel you. Maybe you.
No. Fuck Dylan, my producer, bro. He wrote 2016, I Took a Pill in Ibiza is one of the biggest songs in the world. And the first thing is Bieber passed on this.
No.
Fuck you, no. Dylan. I swear to God.
I thought we fired him after the Island Boys.
We should have.
Wasn't he already shit
I gave him a chance because he brought me
Bieber
the Polaroid.
Pass on any projects that you wanted him to work on?
No. Yeah, we did the Boyfriend record together. But basically, story of that song was my first, I went to college, Duke University. I knew some Ohio boys. I was talking to Caleb, and I toured a lot in Ohio, but that's sort of besides the point when I first started. And I wrote this song in my dorm room. It was called Cooler Than Me. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would this
have
song.
You up under my arm.
You got it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great, Mike.
So
amazing.
This song
was so much better when he was singing.
Well, I just wanted to.
He sounded like a singer. You sounded like the people in the crowd at the DJ party. They're already fucked up. So sorry.
It's all good.
You were saying?
I appreciate it. for the record.
Because he meditates.
The song came out as this giant hit. And I thought, well, that's just what happens when I put out songs. Like, it's my first single and it's big, you know? And I'm like touring around the world, taking my shirt off at shows, making more money than I deserve. And then strange thing happened. I put out another song after that and it like wasn't really a hit. And then the next one after that sort of like was even less of a hit. And this trend sort of just continued until my career was considered all the way over.
Would you say you fell off? Because that's the terminology.
Fell off hard. And people, you know, called me a one-hit wonder, which always hurt, but I guess on paper it was true at the time. I'd only had one hit. Mm. And I went from being this young, cool guy who's, like I said, taking my shirt off at shows to like just being at home in LA. I'd made a little bit of money, but the calendar was empty and there was nothing to do. And that's what I took a pill in Ibiza is about. I said, I'm just a singer who already blew his shot. I get along with old timers because my name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And Avicii, bless his heart, man, he always fucked with me. Like when I was coming up in college, he sent me Levels. I don't know if you guys.
The most important.
It wasn't out yet. Song ever. He sent it to me. He's like, yo, can you write something to this? I tried like three times. Like I wrote a bunch of shit. It wasn't good. He ended up using the, sometimes I get it, but he used that instead and it was perfect. But point being, he never cared, unlike almost everybody in the music industry, he never cared if I was number one or number a million. And so in this period where I'm sitting at home with the empty calendar, he asked me to work on his album. Mm. And he lived in Sweden at the time, so I flew there. And I figured, you know, if I'm gonna fly all the way there, like I'm gonna make a little trip out of it. And I knew he had some shows coming up in Ibiza. So we worked in a studio a few days. And I said, hey man, can I go to your show in Ibiza? He was like, yeah, yeah. And I went there like a day before him. And I got to Ibiza and I was alone. And I was staying at this hotel where all these people were on, I don't know, their version of spring break or whatever, they're drinking. And it was like the saddest thing ever. I was just there alone, like, look at all these people having fun. And the next day, Tim Avicii came, he played the show, and I was in the crowd, and it's when I still drink. I don't drink anymore. And I started just getting fucked up, and I'm looking at him on the stage, and I was thinking, like, man, like, I fucked this up, man. Like, that used to be me. I wish it was still me, and it's not. And I'm just like, imagine like the sadness of this moment. Like I'm in the crowd. Like I'm just in the GA, fucked up at like his show.
By yourself.
By myself. And I was actually like hoping somebody, this is so like embarrassing, but I was hoping somebody would recognize me to like validate, I don't know, make me feel good. Like I wasn't a failure. And lo and behold, these guys did. He goes, are you fucking Mike Posner? I was like, yeah. And they were like, you want to take one of these? And I was like, yeah. He gave me a thing. I don't even know what it was.
It was literally just a pill.
A pill in Ibiza. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I took it. And yeah, just like the song said, I had this night. Nothing really happened. I went to some club. Was it Pasha or whatever?
Pasha.
I went there. It's up all night fucking grinding my teeth.
Yeah.
I woke up the like next day and I felt like hell.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like hell. And so that song is about that darkness or that low in my life. And then like the infinite irony of it all is these guys remixed this like heartbreaking song and made it into a club banger,
anthem.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like people in Pasha, like taking pills to it. As artists, we try to take our suffering, our pain, our negativity and make something beautiful out of it. That's the alchemy of art. Mm. So when you share something about your hard times and it helps someone out there, that's your alchemy. And maybe with that song, somebody had some joyous moments out of my pain, and that's my alchemy.
The Try Guys guy.
It's like the same thing.
Apparently
tried.
Cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
He tried to stay.
He tried guys.
He tried guys.
Wait, he tried guys?
Yeah, he cheated on his wife with a guy.
With a guy?
Yeah, he tried guys.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. Let's not put this in the wrong.
No.
Wait, he was trisexual.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Elaborate.
Hey, that mic's really getting away from me, man.
He was trisexual.
Hey, but I, you know, what are your thoughts?
I was just thinking. So apparently, this guy built his brand around being like a faithful husband.
I'm not talking about that. Fuck that conversation. I actually think it's interesting. Do you have a take on it?
Yeah, don't fucking cheat. Sorry. How easy is it to just not do that? Especially when you're painting the picture of things being perfect at home, like you've built your life, you've built this brand, and it's looking good. You have a wife. See, if you want to go cheat on her with your colleague,
but I feel like it's easy to say that, dude.
Talk
to me about your last marriage.
Wait, Mike.
Talk to me about your last marriage. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about when you were married to somebody for 26 some odd fucking years.
Figure it out.
And every time she fucking looked at you, she said, "Take the trash out, you piece of shit."
Guys, we still have a divorce. Like, get a divorce.
Mike, they never heard the word vagina before, George? Your fucking Willy Wonka ass stomach is hanging out again. Talk that fucking thing, I swear to God.
I've been happy. I gained a little weight.
Your stomach done over your pants.
He has done
that. If mine pulled up, bro, you'd see fucking Mount Vesuvius popping out of
my
pants.
Did you see skin?
Yes, that's what I keep telling
no,
you.
No, no, no. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sick of these guys cheating. I'm sick of it. No, I'm sick of it, bro. You know, I seen Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, that one I don't get.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Why don't you get that one? Got cheated. She's hot? She could be a psychopath.
No, she's not. Hold on a sec. You're right. I'm sorry I was going to say something, but you're 100% right.
You know what I mean? Like, trust me,
take it from someone
that,
who... Take
how
from
could
someone.
You cheat? Like, dude, what if she comes home every day and her one thing that she has to do is punch you in the nuts?
And then spit in your face.
Dog. Break really? Up with her.
Yes, for sure.
He's I would never cheat. No, course, I'm not a cheater.
Break up with her.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just, I mean this. I'm having a hard time computing what I'm seeing. You have the thing. You or at least you're painting the picture. And I mean, Emily Ratajkowski's boyfriend, I'm sorry. You beat, fam. I don't know who the fuck you think you are to be cheating on a woman like that, but I see these guys do it, and I'm stunned. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? Congratulations, you had it all, son, and you fumbled the
bag. But to George's point, he's probably you should never cheat. Obviously, you should just leave. But like, maybe he didn't have it all. Maybe you know what I'm saying. I've had very pretty girls in my life in the past that I also have broken up with because we did not get along. And there was issues at home on the home front. Just having a pretty face is not the fucking table stakes for a happy relationship these days. It's just not.
The asterisk to what you're saying is these weren't short-term relationships, guys. These were multi-year relationships involving two people who supposedly loved each other at least enough to be in multi-year relationships.
Yeah, they're cheaters. I mean, they're cheaters, bro. Listen, I've never cheated in my fucking life. Not once. I've been in four. What? I never fucked you, bro. What are you gonna say?
Why did you do that?
Yeah, why'd you do that?
That was a pretty aggressive.
No, don't say anything. Let him answer. Why'd you do that?
I was trying to clear my throat.
No, why'd you say that, Mel?
Yeah.
You never cheated?
Never in my life.
Never.
Nope. I put me on a lie detector right now.
Okay.
Why? What were you gonna say?
I ain't saying anything.
No.
You never cheated.
No, you could call Milt. You can call me out right here, right now. On exactly what you're talking about, I won't get mad at you. Okay, specifically, good. Say the
you think
people.
He cheated?
No.
Then why'd you do?
Is
the
he talking
thing?
About the one situation or
maybe
no?
Because that's the one the gray area.
No,
are you talking about the
no,
right
no.
You Logan, Logan's very specific no, on that one where bro, it's like that wasn't even close.
Here's why you're seeing such a visceral reaction from me. My family was partially broken apart by infidelity when I was growing up, so it hits a little closer to home for me.
Same.
And even though now as an adult, like I don't get it. I don't know.
Wait, I thought you were gonna defend me.
What? Yeah,
you're defending
me.
No,
I know you never cheated. Sorry. Oh, okay. No. Okay. I don't know why.
Because he probably was falling on that.
I don't think so. I think he really just wanted to clear his throat.
That is not true, dude.
Anyway, you got a guy right here who.
You gonna try guys? I'm the guy.
No.
Mill, you gonna try guys?
You got a guy right here that's. When he's. In it, he's in it all the way, nonstop.
And well, that's what I'm saying.
He does not even look the other way. Being around here with you guys, I see everything. Don't say nothing.
I'm just
telling you, hands down, who's ever in his path, they stay in his path for a while, and they're staying there. And if he likes him, he is
definitely. This is why I'm saying, it is so easy to not cheat. It is hard to cheat. You have to go behind someone's back.
that you love.
Yeah,
you have to go to someone's house or a location, plan some shit, get physical with them, finish the job, then go home to the person that you think that you try. It's
disgusting.
Fucked. Disgusting. I will never understand it.
I want to talk about your rivalry with the Rock.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah.
And what he's done with his career has been incredible, and you know, kickstarted by the WWE. You guys both have had prolific careers, and what you've done for the organization is amazing. But the rivalry with The Rock was one of the coolest things I think that's happened.
It was for me. You know, at the time, you don't realize it. We've all talked about this. Me, Stone Cold, Rock. We've all had these conversations at separate times. What an era that was, and the talent, and what we had to work with each other, and it just was a special time. But at the moment, it was just like Thursday. You know,
it's so weird.
Yeah, you didn't understand it at the time. Now you look back and go like, oh my God, it was so amazing and so wonderful. And the people that we had to work with, you know, on any given night, like I can make you a list of the most talented guys ever in the history of the business. And I was getting to work with them, you know. So when Rock came in, you know, I was kind of just getting past my hurdles here and was sort of getting elevated into a position. Rock comes in as the new guy, you know, and then our careers sort of do this like alignment with each other where it's like we fight over the Intercontinental title as two guys just trying to make a name for themselves. Then we do make name for ourselves and we're still fighting over the Intercontinental title, and it goes as high as, you know, ladder matches at WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and like these huge moments. Then he gets into the Nation and goes from being Rocky Maivia to The Rock. And he's with the Nation, and I'm with DX, and now we have this rivalry with those two groups, and then we bounce out of that. He becomes a heel. I'm the babyface still. Then it flips,
yep.
And he becomes the babyface, and I become the heel again. And now we're having this rivalry over the WWE Championship, and just moving up the line. Austin gets injured and has to leave, and Rock and I, you know, he'd put himself in a place as the number one babyface. You know, right in line with Steve, as I was coming out of DX, I saw that and I was like, well, I'm, you know, like one, I don't like being a babyface. Two, like these guys need a Darth Vader. Mm. You know, as you had two, because you could just see that Rock, like from the moment I met him, I was like, dude, this guy is so charismatic. Like, he just gonna take this to a whole nother level personality wise, as soon as he figures out what that is. And he did. So they needed. You're only as good as the opposition, right? The antagonist only as good as a protagonist, and vice versa. So I knew that spot. So then I wanted that king bad guy spot.
Yeah.
But it just worked for the two of us. My only regret of the whole thing with Rock is in 2000, we were poised to have a match at WrestleMania one-on-one. And I think that would have been an epic thing for both of us in that moment. The timing of Taker's return and Austin's return, and Austin wasn't quite ready yet, so they pushed the WrestleMania match, and it's the year that we did this like fatal four-way with Foley, who I had just retired, coming back like a month later with his hair all cut because he thought he was off now forever, right? He was going to be a normal dude, and here he is back, and Big Show, and you know, like a month later or a couple of months later, we would have the one-on-one Iron Man match that we wanted to have at WrestleMania. And it's unfortunately for me, I always feel like it's the one thing, like we got to this unbelievably heated long-term rivalry and then never got to pay it off on the biggest platform possible. And I think Rock feels that way too. It's why a couple of years ago we did a backstage little thing.
I saw that last night. Hilarious.
Yeah.
So funny.
And that was literally him coming to me and saying like, dude, I want to do a match next year. I'd like to do it with you. Like, let us have that WrestleMania match we never got to have. And I was like, I'm in.
Why did that not happen?
His schedule of the opponents I worked with the most, it's probably Rock and Steve during that time frame. It was just every night. And one of the things that I realized with Rock is, you know, it's very competitive environment for all of us. And sometimes that competitiveness could get heated. And sometimes we all got along, but it was, you know, it was competitive. And, but we knew like it was magic.
You know, like I knew from the first time he and I got in the ring together and went at it, I was like, dude, me, we, the two of us have some chemistry here. Like, this is just, it's off the chart and it's going to be really good.
You're talking about handouts and people taking advantage. And unfortunately, you have one of probably the most documented cases of.
I didn't bring it up. He did, bro.
Someone take.
He did.
Well, we don't have to talk about it, but it's
we can talk about it.
It's just a tough situation when the one person or group of people that you would expect not to take advantage of you do so. Right. And so
what we're talking about for the kids at home, I put my brother in prison because my brother worked with me at my company and he was nefarious. He was taking. And so I did what anybody should do when someone steals from you, which is you put him in jail.
Is he still in jail?
No. He served all his time, and now I don't even know where he is.
Just he stole $12 million from you.
on the low end.
It's a lot of money. There's actually, and I hope this is not sensitive.
You like, found some.
No.
Oh, I'm going to take a guess.
I was hoping he was going to bring a fucking
is it a
Pulp Fiction briefcase.
I have
we got a surprise for you, man.
Here it is!
We brought your brother. What the? No. Clip it!
There was like an inside like joke. They're like, dude, he's so rich. He did not know that $12 million was missing. I was like, how the fuck are you that loaded,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, how did you not notice?
He's fucking loaded, bro.
Honestly, it's kind of true because I was still living a certain lifestyle.
It's kind of true. I'm rich.
I wasn't looking. And also to put it with a little bit of a fucking score under it, like, guys, I'm a welfare kid out of Boston, Massachusetts. Food stamps, free lunch tickets. The fact that I was making any kind of living, let alone where I had, gotten to, it was like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I've never cared about the fucking money so much. I put it into this special. I put everything back into work. And yeah, I'd like take a little piece off and I'll get myself a nice fucking Jeep or something. But the reality is, I wasn't looking because I have love of the game, man. I had to learn to be a businessman, obviously, from that. And nobody has power of attorney. Another thing you kids want to look into. But the reality is, it was the worst betrayal I'll ever experience in my life. And it was gut-wrenching. And I'd never been sadder in my entire life.
Oh, man.
But from that and where I took my life in industry, if I could go back, I would not change a single thing because it made me who I am today.
I love that.
Yeah.
Are you close with him now?
Never spoke to him after that.
Spoke
to him for my whole life leading up to the day he went on the run. And then the day he was gone, my brother was gone.
Oh my God.
Older or younger?
Older. I saw him in court. I actually had to go into court and I had to read what's known as a victim impact letter once they had him. And so I walked into the car. I got a brand new fucking Dolce & Gabbana suit.
You got to really stick it.
Oh, dude, I walked in. I had a fucking fresh cut. You know what I mean? Got a facial, right?
Yeah, looking like Johnny Depp.
Right? Yeah, I walked into that courtroom, fucking those little saloon doors. I fucking kicked them.
It was old Western court. You had to do a draw behind the place afterwards.
Bro, I walked in there. I walked in there like a person that knew. And what I told him when I read the letter, I've never told anybody this before, but what I said in the letter was, you can steal anything.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You want for me, and you did. But the thing that you really want that you'll never have is what's in here. I said you could never take that.
Your ID.
I looked at him, dude. When you want to talk about looking into the eyes of a fucking shark, like if a shark was just sitting in court with you, that's what it was like. My brother wasn't there. Whoever he really is was like, it was fucking, it was maniacal, man. It was weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider, based on any type of reform,
moving back in with him and sharing an apartment?
Would you guys move back to Lowell, Mass, or wherever the fuck?
whatever the fuck.
Only 12 million
the fact
bucks.
That you said fucking Lowell, Mass, like someone says they're from Lowell, Mass, is why I like you, Mike. From fucking East Coast. Lowell, Mass.
Shout out,
dude. I'm from Lowell, Mass. You want to fight me on a fucking burning couch? Let's go. What was your question?
Do you want to go to Cape Cod with him? Is what I'm asking. Do you want to go to Brewster?
I'll tell you again, I'm breaking a lot of info here. You're going to get a lot of, you know, moments that nobody's heard me talk about. I just got financing on a documentary. I'm doing a documentary about it. I'm going to tell the story. So if he wants to at some point sit and we can sit for the first time really ever, like it would be the first time I'm really meeting him, then maybe we can sit down for this doc. But we start filming this at the end of the summer, and it's going to be the funniest tragedy that you've ever seen.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, I love that. I love that reconciliation. I hope that he does it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know the conversation is going to be hard, but I will say, as someone who does put a lot of their life forward facing for people to see, it is incredibly therapeutic and can be incredibly healing. And it is a chance to acknowledge your wrongs and start fresh.
Right.
And it's going to be hard for him too. I'm sure he's incredibly embarrassed.
Way
harder. I'm sure he feels horrible, but like, you're going to live out the rest of your life like that, or for once and all, final, take accountability, right? And then make something great out of it. Make a great piece of media.
That would be, I would love that, man. Like, you putting that out, like, honestly, if that could happen to me, that would be, because it's also a fascinating conversation, and it speaks to, there was a lot of growing I needed to do in my life, whatever, I can't speak for him, but like, the reality is, if you're ever judged by one moment in your life, nobody would want that. Nobody wants that tag on them. We all would be, everybody. We all want the opportunity, but when you're in the public eye or whatever people want to like put the moniker on, you know, your fuck up sometimes is something that speaks to someone's own failure, and they'll project that on you for the rest of your life, determined by how they feel about themselves, is really why people do that and lash out.
I think about this stuff a lot too, because there's a lot of people that have like people watching the show. Most families have like inner family beefs. Oh, he did something to me 15 years ago. Right.
Who ate my ice cream?
Yeah,
where's my $15 million dollars? You know, just run of the mill Tuesday night shit.
What's up with the women in the UK? Like, why would two fuck Mike at the same time?
He's Mike.
Big Mike, let's go.
He is Mike. It's probably the
actor. Is that enough, though?
And from the location you was at, I can only imagine.
Hey.
I can only imagine.
Over a couple of takeovers.
Yes, exactly.
So talk to me about this. He went out to a club.
Okay, so did you do the bottle thing and the stuff? Did you have fun?
We went there. They were nice enough to hook us up with a table.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it actually was these girls that, you know, I like to do forward-facing reconnaissance before I land.
Were they table hoes? Yes or no?
No, they weren't. I would have been happy if that were the case.
Okay.
But they were, it was you know, pre-programmed. This is DM, some DM stuff on the front end. I'll do a little prep work before I land in the country.
Forward-facing reconnaissance.
Yeah, forward-facing reconnaissance.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
But, dude, the British girls are, they're very forward.
Yeah.
What?
I missed out on this.
It
depends which one.
Got it.
Which ones.
Maybe the British girls at tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that better?
Were they from like London, or were they from, do they have like different accents or what?
Did they travel for you?
See, I would never be able to tell you that. Okay. I would never be able to tell you what their accent, I mean, we could not tell.
Put your hand down.
This man is a tape connoisseur.
He's a tape legend.
I'm a lips guy.
Wait, what do you mean? Why?
He's a Mayfair legend. Let's just say that. He's a Mayfair legend. Any club. Yeah. Any girl. If you want to go right now, he's got it.
No way, without drinking.
Without drinking.
It doesn't make sense.
No, hold on.
Are you macking on girls?
Hmm?
Regularly? Are you macking on girls?
I can't speak.
I like that.
We have to clip that.
This is why you don't drink, man. It's a good thing.
I need to remember it all.
No, he probably executes better without it too. You're probably smoother. You don't start getting tipsy. You don't start slurring your words. You're just delivering fucking hit after hit after hit.
You got confidence.
You don't miss.
That's what I'm saying. No, but I think people don't realize how much of that goes back to keeping that right state of mind throughout the course of the night. I mean,
that's just me. Some people operate better with alcohol.
100%.
Yeah.
And you know for sure you don't.
I don't want.
You're saying you know that for sure you operate better without
you
alcohol.
You saw what he does when he has alcohol, bro. Obviously, that's not going to be
And when his friends, you know, force feed him some
Sambuca.
Licorice alcohol.
Sambuca.
Ray and Nephews, bro. That was what fucked me up. What was that, 60%?
Ray and Nephews is like overproofed rum, right? You could probably use it to strip paint on
come
balls.
Come on. You're up against the ropes to begin with.
Yeah.
But okay, for me, little alcohol, slightly tipsy, I'm activated. My brain's on. I got that confidence, right? Liquid confidence, basically. Liquid courage. Mm. You just have it?
Yeah.
You just go up to talk to girls? Like,
I don't even
no big
to
deal.
Talk to girls, bro.
But you know girls come to you.
Jeez.
Let's go.
he goes, bro, I don't go up to them. They go up to me.
Dude, I can relate. They do that to me all. You didn't even mean it like that.
Yeah,
they do that to you. That's what they do to me.
When you don't give them attention to that.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Bro, why am I not getting attention? 100%. They gravitate towards you.
Toby runs on vibes. That's what Toby runs on. I think it's attractive. I would, if I was a female and I saw a guy just having a good time with his homies, I'd probably be like, damn.
Always smiling, positive.
Yeah. So you would smash him if you were a girl.
100%, bro. 100%. He gets me bricked up in the club.
People need to understand that high energy, that fucking positive vibe, that smile, that good dude. Nobody wants to be around a Debbie Downer. Nobody wants to be around somebody that's not having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So if you deliver that, then of course it's gonna.
But I'm shocked by you saying that British girls are forward because we don't get that.
We would say they are stush.
Really?
Stush.
We call it prude.
Some Mayfair women are stush.
What is stush?
Stush means
is that
prude? They hold themselves on this pedestal and you'll get nowhere near the pedestal.
Ready for this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're Americans. When you go to Vegas,
you're not wrong.
Or you go to LA, they're like, yo, that accent is hot.
Facts. They melt in your hands.
Yes, yes.
But hey, they melt on your hands. That's good. On your hands, man.
West Coast has had some tough losses. I mean, Kobe, Pac, Nipsey.
Mm.
Is there anyone particularly that stands out to you as kind of the hardest one of those to swallow?
I'd probably say Nipsey and Nate Dogg.
Oh, Nate Dogg too, yeah.
Yeah, just because it just felt like they had so much to do.
Yeah.
You know, same with Pac as well. I feel like he didn't even get a chance to finish. He died at 25.
And I'm 25, so like that's crazy.
That's insane, man. That's insane. When I found out that Tupac and Biggie stuff happened, Biggie was what, 24?
24.
25. Man, that's so young.
And I was 25.
We're all the same.
Man. 1 year older than Biggie, but me and Pac are the same age. So you thinking about that. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. My mic is...
He's usually on this side.
Oh, they took your seat?
By the way.
They working the handheld. I like your team effort, though. You playing team ball right now. I come off the bench, fuck it. As long as I get in the game, coach, fuck all that play.
We love you, George.
Give me the ball. Give me the motherfucking ball. Y'all had the ball too long. Get a ball to Joy. Run this shit, Joy.
I had to jump in on this moment because I didn't want to bring up that situation because it was tough. But like, if we're on that subject, where were you and how did you find out when it happened?
I just flew back from New York. Actually, all of us had just flew back from New York. Suge, Pac, myself, and a couple others. They went to Vegas. I went to Warren G's because we had like a minor misunderstanding because that was at the time where I had spoke in New York about not having issues with Puffy and Biggie. Mm-hmm. And that rubbed Pac the wrong way.
Mm.
And me and him wasn't seeing eye to eye. So basically, they didn't want me to go to Vegas for them, and I didn't want to go to Vegas because the vibe wasn't right. So I went to Warren G's house, and then later, the next day, that's when we had pagers. We getting blown up on the pagers, 919-111, and it's Suge, and he telling us that him and Pac got shot and get on out to Vegas. And we get out there, and when we get with Suge, he's not telling us the severity of it. He's telling us, like, because he got shot in the head, but he's sitting up here talking to us. And he, like, Yeah, he got grazed and he got
no way.
What is this man built out of?
Well, and he had already been through it once at that point and survived the first.
No,
the,
this is I'm talking about Suge. While, while we drive to Vegas to see Pac, we go to Suge's house first.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we haven't even seen Pac.
Yep.
We just talking to Suge and he got the head wrapped up and he telling us what happened and you know, Pac gonna be all right, he gonna pull through, you know, he got shot 9 times before, he gonna be all right, he gonna, and they hit me in the head. So we feeling like it's gonna be all right until we go to the hospital and see that it ain't all right. He got tubes in him and it's like, when I walked in, I could just feel like he wasn't even there. And I fainted. Then his mother, you know, got me up and walked me in the bathroom and had a conversation with me about being strong. She was like, my baby ain't never seen you weak. I don't want you to be weak in front of him. You go in the bathroom and fix yourself up and you go back in here and you talk to him and you tell him how you feel. My baby loves you. Cause she knew it was a little tension, but she knew how much we loved each other. So she gave us a moment for me to say some things to him as far as how much I love him. But I knew that that was gonna be my last time speaking with him.
Damn. That's so sad, man.
It kind of just goes back to what I was saying before about, you know, being able to voice yourself to people, you know, and make sure that what you have to say to them is said, because you really just never know.
Right.
That's crazy.
That was the crazy part about that. Is like, that's the only relationship that I have like that where someone left and we wasn't all right like we should have been.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's because the decision that I made to live, I wanted to live. Mm. At that particular time of our life, we made decisions on what we want to live or we want to die. Listen to our music. Listen to the music that we wrote. What was Biggie's second album called?
Ready to Die? Or Life After Death, right?
Exactly. Yeah. What was Tupac's last album? Machiavelli. And what is Machiavelli about?
Death.
Okay then. What was Snoop Dogg's second album? The Dog Father, about life. Doggy Land.
Yeah. You call him depression.
Having kids. Mm-hmm. And transforming into a full-grown man. Because I had a son, his brother. Tupac didn't have no kids. Biggie, I don't know what it was, but we was writing death at the time. Mm. As far as, that's just what our culture was. We was
manifesting.
Fuck it, we writing. Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna live to see him tomorrow. I wrote a song called "Murder Was the Case" in July of 1993.
I remember that shit.
And I called a murder case.
You're on trial.
In August. Yeah. Listen to what I just told you.
Yeah.
I wrote a song called "Murder Was the Case" in July of 1993, and I called a murder case in August of 1993, and my record came out November 1993. So it looked like I wrote "Murder Was the Case" to the shit that happened.
And it's continued too. I mean, you saw it with Juice, you saw it with Mac Miller, like all. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a manifestation of death in art, but unfortunately, it keeps happening. Like. I stopped talking about any sort of death, anything, because things that come out of my mouth like happen.
They really do.
Yeah.
I'm the religious one out of the group. So I read my Bible like every day. But the one thing that sticks with me is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So when He says, "Let there be light," and we're made in His image, I keep telling people, I'm like, "Yo, if God made us in His image and He spoke things, we're all made out of vibration. Like that is what science sees."
Yes.
So if you really want to speak into something, like, be careful what comes out of your mouth. I truly believe
you can call it.
You'll speak into
existence. Yes, you will. You will speak into existence. That's the gift that God gave us. He gave us that ability to speak it into existence.
So what do we have?
Here we got liver, testicle, we got some kidney, we got some pancreas, we got some, this is heart, this is kidney.
Which one, because I'm not good at this stuff. Like, I'm going to need to plug my nose, you know, like I'm not like my dad. Dad, you want to do one at the same time?
I'm not eating balls.
You're not eating balls?
No, I've never eaten balls is what I'm saying, but I'll try it now.
What do we say about lying? I kind of want to try this.
This is, okay, so just think about what kidney does, right? It filters the fucking piss. There's probably only one kidney you're going to want to eat that's delicious. It comes from a lamb and it's sweet. I still want you to try the kidney, but this is probably not where you want to start. Where you need to fucking start is right here on the fucking testicle.
Right off the rib, huh?
Let's fucking dig in. Woo!
You're eating this with us?
Here we go. Well.
Cheers.
We're going to eat testicles.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Probably good.
Bo.
You are a fucking bitch. Bro. Give me that nut.
You are not of my line.
Give me that
said,
nut.
He said, give me that nut, dude. Yo, what the
So you may have had a big piece, but take a smaller fucking piece. You don't have to take a piece that big.
Can I get a spit bucket?
I need a drink over here.
Wait, right. You didn't even have anything.
I'm good.
I need fucking something in my hand.
Wait, what are you eating?
Wait a minute.
You just puked up a nut. You at least got to try some liver.
I never thought you would be the spitter type. I thought it would be
a small piece.
I always thought Logan would be the swallower.
Rip a small piece out of there. All
right, so this is this is a piece of liver. I can't believe you actually do this, Liver King. You actually just ate a testicle.
Here, don't be such a pussy.
I can't. I'm the biggest pussy.
Bro, you're kidding me.
I respect you. I can't
fucking believe you.
Yeah, Mikey. I am no way manly at all. I get pedicures.
This guy is fucking manly. The liver is sweet.
Look at, you guys better the never ask a chick to swallow again.
Sick. I love it.
This is not cum. This is not. This is a fucking animal's liver, GP.
I want to know how you know the difference.
Did it take you a while to get used to it?
I can do this one.
No, this is it.
I can do this one.
This is liver. I'm looking at you, Jake.
If you got to ask her to swallow, then she's not the one.
I'm looking at you for fucking power right now.
Hey.
Bro, check this out.
I eat this shit every day. Y'all are being so whack. I eat this shit every day.
Hold on a second.
I eat raw liver every day and bone marrow.
No chance you eat testicles every day.
I haven't tried the testicles.
No. Well, come and try these balls.
Dude, here, try one. They're fine.
Stop acting like you're out of
have water.
I got something.
Come try it.
I got something.
There
it
is.
Let's
go.
Mike's still choking up.
Look at the balls on this guy.
I'm gonna feel like I'm in the way.
Right here, my man.
This isn't CEO. You went for see, I like it. I let it defrost a little bit. You like
that's
it?
That's
like
the perfect. Yeah, you know, I like it any fucking way. But for people that start eating it.
I ate the one that Logan spit out. I ate mine and the one Logan spit out.
You guys are undoubtedly from Ohio.
Yo, you're the first guy I've ever heard brag about eating a testicle.
No, it's worse, eh?
It's not true at all.
Look, no problem.
We live in LA.
You're lying. That's not true.
It's like sashimi.
You're a sicko.
It's not as good, but like, yeah.
And you could season it any way you want. And chefs, turn towards the camera when you eat it.
Well, the other thing you do the syrup and salt with the
I want to get to that. This is fucking staticky. Fuck the headphones. Okay, if you had gotten smaller pieces of this, I think that was part of the issue. Like if you'd gotten like something I could manage.
Yeah,
I got a little piece of the liver down.
Yeah, you
got
to get it on that fucking bone marrow. There's pieces already carved out of there. Get down on the bone marrow.
So these actually look pretty appetizing.
That's king crab right there. That's like king crab. This is good. This is good. And so Liver King Chef Lionel said, hey, do you want me to do the Liver King seasoning, which is some maple syrup, a little bit of salt, a little bit of olive oil? And I said, fuck no, not for these guys.
Ready? Wow.
I said, give them, these guys are fucking prime. These guys are primals. Give them the first version of it, right? Give them the wild version of it. And so if you can do this, imagine, you already know how delicious it is, with a little bit of maple syrup and salt. The goal here really isn't to force this down the palate. Whoa. You eat this, get the fuck out of here. Not
that's
with the bone
good.
Now.
That one's good.
Okay, do not pretend.
No, that one's really good.
All right.
It's just dry.
Yeah. It's just dry because it's predominantly fat, right? And it's cooled down. You get that out of, that fresh thing out of a femur that you've just killed. It's succulent, it's buttery, it's rich. There's nothing better.
Can I pitch you here on a
episode? Oh, can we do that?
Yeah, listen, it could end badly.
No, I won't, because this is a sure shot idea, Kevin. Okay. I'm sure as shit, this ain't going behind the barn, dude. Yeah. All right. Do you have pets?
I did have pets, but I travel so much, it's very hard.
Funny you bring that up, Kevin. Yeah.
Okay.
We look at our pets as family members, right?
Right.
Our dogs are like our little brothers, our little sisters, right?
Yeah.
We love them. We like to sleep with them. They run around the yard. We hang out with them all day.
It's a pet product you're pitching me?
Well, it's an infrastructure of sorts.
Okay.
Kevin, when I want to go on a trip to New York City, when I want to go on a trip to Miami, it hurts me that I cannot fly with my little brother, my little sister, my pet.
It's an age-old problem.
Now, of course, the rich people can afford to fly private.
Yes.
But there's a ever-growing upper middle class and middle class that doesn't travel because they can't bring their pets with them.
Got it.
We at Terry Air
Terrier have started a company. We've started a company where we allow you to travel with your dogs and cats. So we've got a buy seating arrangement where an owner is able to sit with their companion and travel the way they would like to travel with their little brother, sister, or family member.
I see a problem with Terrier.
Sure.
Here's what it is. If you put, let's say you have a, you've got 130 seats, okay? And every second seat is another dog or cat. What a shit show that flight's going to be. Can you imagine what
we've already thought of this. Yeah, of course.
I mean, they're going to go nuts in there.
Correct. So we've retrofitted each one of the seating arrangements with a low cabin. So basically for the companion seating area, it is basically fenced in. So they're not always having
a sight line.
So
they're just barking at each other for 2 hours.
Well, we like to assume that.
Or are you drugging them to sleep?
No, there's no drugging. But generally speaking, most of the people that fly Terrier have a good way of controlling their pets. So they sit there. The dog.
Yeah, with drugs.
This is my business partner and we are in this venture together. And
this isn't real, is it?
Dead serious. So, so we've already bought 27 37s that we've since retrofitted.
But we wanted to possibly amend it because we did have this idea that humans would be annoyed of all these animals going crazy on the plane.
Both of you
just sending
the
animals alone by themselves and on the aircraft.
Do not give up your day jobs. This is a really
bad
idea.
What do we do with the 20 aircrafts?
Sell immediately.
Well, Kevin, there's clearly a gaping hole in the market.
Certainly is, but that's not to be filled by Terrier. Terrier.
Well, Kevin, what?
Terrier howls at the moon like a dog with rabies. That is a bad idea.
But okay, so let me ask you a question. I personally believe that dog lovers, people that have pets and want to travel with them, are willing to forego certain luxuries such as peace and quiet. By the way, I should say that every seat does come with noise-canceling headphones. We have a partnership with Harman Kardon. Kevin, you're not going to drive this in the ground. You're not going to bring this behind the
bar.
Thank
goodness I'm here. Terrier sucks. Like that is a really bad idea. That is bad idea factor six.
All right. Barbara?
I got one. Okay. Yeah. This is funny though, because that's not real. That's not real.
Well, it was. It had a chance.
You were serious.
It sucks. I knew it wasn't real. It's so stupid. Unbelievable.
This one was real.
Was
Kevin,
real.
This
I have
idea,
a real one too, by the way.
This idea that I'm about to pitch you was my big idea in high school. I thought this was going to make me rich. Take me to the moon. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Right. You like breakfast?
Absolutely.
Most important meal of the day?
Yeah.
You like toast?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you're a busy guy. I was a busy guy in high school, busy kid. I'd show up to school early to study and I could never get my meal in time because I also valued my sleep, but I wanted to eat in school. They didn't have meals in the morning. And I thought, how convenient would it be if I could just make some, I don't know, toast at school in a small, single slice pocket toaster. That's right. You could put one piece of bread in it at a time. You could fit the toaster in your pocket, plug it into the wall wherever you go, and just munch on your bread, make your toast as you please. It'll have slots for butter and jam. And
Very bad.
Very bad, huh?
Yeah. Kevin, as the co-founder of this company, Pocket Toaster, I have to let you know that buttery toast demographic is a highly overlooked.
You can only get me to howl at the moon when it's really bad.
Yeah.
And that you got the howl.
But I made a Google SketchUp. I did a Google SketchUp.
I actually have a PDF of my product. So
I did a 3D rendering. Fun fact, I actually tried to make this. Like I was trying to configure this in my kitchen. And
electrocuted yourself.
The fucking toaster blew up. It exploded in the kitchen. My mom goes, "What the fuck was that?" The mark on the marble from the explosion is still in there today because I was trying to like unwire the nichrome wires. Like I know all the pieces of a toaster. And that's when my dream died in real life. Bet.
Well, what we've also found out is that these pocket toasters also double as grenades for modern warfare.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of difficult to get through the security of a school with, you know, all the alarm going off. A lot of these schools during that period, during all the bombing and stuff, they put those metal detectors.
So we're 0-2.
Yeah. So that's
I can only imagine that our sailor
I need some
friends.
Confidence. George. Okay, right. Actually, I want to zoom in on this. It's called Bubba Ball.
Phone's off.
Fuck. It's called Bubba Ball. Here you go, sir. You can hold this and admire it. It's my game I'm inventing. And I don't drink.
Yeah.
And I love beer pong. And then I thought beer pong could take it to the next level. These have suction cups, and each cup has a number to it. There's going to be blue cups and red cups. You could suction them as far as you want, and the other opponent gets to put those cups in the position. So the 10 point that your opponent...
I got it. This blows.
Okay.
Ah! No! No! Why does it suck? Why does it suck?
Does it suck? You know what?
I do understand why they call you the mean shark.
If I were you, I'd start drinking.
A lot of entertaining stuff in court. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Wild.
Is remarkable.
What's your favorite moment of that trial?
I'm pretty so sure bad. I saw her do cocaine.
No, that's, dude, that was.
In court.
Dude, that was so crazy.
Is that what she was doing?
I mean, I'm never going to place that judgment as if I'm all knowing, but if you're going to hold a napkin here, and they did actually a cut. There's a video on YouTube where they show the napkin. The
and,
tissue
it like
napkin.
Never moved or something,
it
right?
It never moved. And you see her pull it out of her, like, right here, where she, like, ties it. And then also when she blows...
Bro, she, like, she stuck goes, it up. And then
by the way, she wasn't sniffing or playing with her nose before that moment. So, like, they caught her.
What a dog.
Dog. But my favorite moment wasn't the attorney not being present. Amber is attorney. I don't know where... She probably got him off of a Groupon or something. I don't know what happened. But my favorite moment out of this whole entire court... Is this girl's like talking and she's really a dude? She farts. It goes upside down.
No, that was fucking fake. And I saw that video. It was not true.
That was true.
No, it wasn't.
That was true.
No, she didn't fucking fart.
That wasn't Amber that farted. It was the other girl.
I saw it. It was the girl, and they added the sound effect into a line before she said, "Sorry, that was me. Oh, that was me. Sorry."
It was fake. No, it was on camera.
Bro, watch this. It's on camera. George just farted. Did you fart?
It was on camera.
Did you fart, George? We're on camera. Did you just fart?
Dude, don't tell me my favorite moment was fake.
It was fake.
It was fake. But the moments that are also in that courtroom are good.
Hold on.
What, he objects to himself? Objection. You're saying...
You're like, honestly... The only thing you bring to the table nowadays is that you're Logan Paul. That's it. Like, you are a useless waste of existence. Like, if this wasn't called impulsive, I would roll you off the roof right now to a final fucking ending, because you are useless. You are fucking useless, and you have nothing. You have no one to blame.
I don't really do too much social media, man, for a while now. Reason being, you get lost in the sauce in there quick, man. There's too many little mamas and shit out there, bro.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
You know, I probably shouldn't snitch on myself, but yeah, that's like number one, right? And I'm trying to be an athlete, you know? So that's number one right there. Number two, I don't know. I do the social media enough, even when I don't want to, because I got to get paid, right? I got these sponsors. I got to post them up. Anyway, so I try to like limit my time there, you know? Maybe spend it in places that'll be a little bit better for me. I got a team and I pay them a shitload. I pay these motherfuckers so much money to handle all that shit. I don't even want to hear about it, bro. Unless there's like a unicorn in my DMs that
there's
just something there that I've like, you know what? Okay, I'll come back to Instagram for like a week or two.
So do they let you know? Like, does the team like, yo, there's this chick from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Yeah. They, you gotta see this shit.
They my close guys that are in there, there's like a Richter scale, you know? And depending how bad the earthquake is, I get, you know, notified.
Do they talk to them for you? And then when the shit's already spiced up, they're like, don't take it from here?
It could be like that. It could be like hey, you want me to take over for this because you're busy doing things? I'd be like, yeah, just, you know, keep it.
You ever get some like reckless shit? Like, no.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
You should see his, dude.
Yeah.
Well, because he's branded himself as like the sex fiend in a way. Like, he has that leg. You know, bro, he's dating a porn star, did drugs. You know, he's got that
the
vibe.
The biggest porn star, by the way. Not like just a porn. Like,
which, who?
Her name's Lana Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows Lana Rhodes.
Some call this story myth or fable. I like to believe it was true. This man, he was an acid dealer, and he went to a concert. Maybe it was Hendrix, maybe it was Janis Joplin, one of the greats, per se, right? And he went to this concert. And he was out there selling a tab. Everybody's feeling good, feeling the sunshine, feeling groovy. Well, guess what happened? There was a
rainstorm.
Oh.
And his pants got wet. And that acid from those five uncut sheets leaked through his skin into his bloodstream. Now, not 3 months later, this man was in a psychiatric ward. He firmly believed that he was a tall, full glass of orange juice. And if he were to lay down or be leaned over at any moment, he would spill his insides out and die. Oh. Yes, yes.
What?
Yep.
Yo, Mike, that was a juicy story.
Yep, nice.
Thank you.
He went to Cushion orange juice and brought acid in orange juice, bro. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Am I fucked up for wanting to get that stoned? I want to be that high tonight. Are you kidding me?
He thought he was a glass of orange.
Orange juice high? Don't spill me?
Careful, don't spill me.
Like, bro.
Yo, that might be the most WPS story ever created.
That's hard. That was funny. That's fire.
Damn.
I think I believe it. Fuck it.
100%.
Yeah, myth my ass. That shit is, that shit is real.
Did you make that up?
No, bro. It's a really famous acid story, bro. And some people say that he really exists, and some people say that he
and he's still standing there.
He's still standing there, dog. You've done it all. Why do you still come to the gym? You know, 75 years old. I mean, you did the Mr. Universe.
Well, for the same reason, you know. We talked about it for the same reason as why am I having breakfast today? I had breakfast yesterday, I had breakfast 10 years ago. Why am I still having breakfast? Right? It's like,
it's part of your day.
Why am I still sleeping?
Right.
I slept 20 years ago. I slept 10 years ago. So I'm still sleeping.
It's so rooted in who you are.
Exactly. So it's the same as with training. Training is part of my life. It's that simple. Nothing will ever change until I die. I will be working out and I will be having a great time in the gym. And I will be getting the pump, and I want to feel good, you know. And like I said, it's tough enough as it is with when you get older, but you have to hold on as much as you can, and you have to still watch what you eat and all of those kind of things. So it's all good.
No cream puffs.
And you know what's the greatest thing?
Cream puffs.
The greatest thing is none of cream puffs. Well, that is great too, but that we are in America.
I just have one question for Mike. What's my gender?
What's his or yours?
I just remember Mike trying to cock block me and Andrew Schultz and wasn't keeping it real.
Oh, wait, did I fuck this up in the past?
Yeah.
I actually did.
You're an asshole. Was this at 11?
Gotcha. No.
No, this was not. I'm just kidding around.
Answer the question.
What's
Jeffrey's gender?
You identify as he/he.
Fuck yeah, bro.
All right. Was that
hey, fuck yeah, bro.
Was that right?
Yeah, of course it is. Okay, it's, yeah.
Whenever somebody puts me on the spot, you know when somebody puts you on the spot for something you know the answer to?
I know, I asked. I didn't assume.
Yeah.
When somebody puts you on the spot for something you know, it always makes the question harder. What's 1 + 1?
I disagree.
Really?
It's 3.
I see.
Oh my God.
Jeffrey.
Yes. I'm a dude. I love makeup. I love fashion. And, you know, I've been doing this for so long. Now these terms did not exist when I was a kid.
Do you fuck with them or no?
With what?
The terms.
No. I think half of it's fucking stupid. I'm just going to be real, but no one wants to ever say that.
Will you get in trouble for saying it?
I don't care anymore.
You're beyond.
But
you're,
I never cared. Yeah, I've been canceled 10 times. You guys talk about cancel culture all the time.
Yeah.
I think you're only canceled if you let yourself be canceled.
I agree.
Like I'm the devil. I killed someone. And we should all go away. What did we do so wrong? So I just think that I just like to always just speak my mind. So the whole culture of everyone saying that they're this and that, it's like, oh, there's just it's too many labels.
Yeah, you killed someone.
Just be yourself. I didn't physically do it.
Oh, fuck. What did Mike say?
What was it on the podcast?
Oh, no. You guys were just not, like, it was just a funny moment when Andrew asked, what was my gender? I was just fucking around.
I remember that.
Like a year ago.
Yes.
A lot of weed and drugs later.
Yeah. I remember that.
Now. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And Andrew asked you guys, who's now my client, I do his merchandise, which is so funny.
Dude, you absorbed him.
Yeah,
you absorbed him.
I absorbed him like a sponge.
Wow,
we sure did.
Good for you,
Jeffrey. How can I help you?
Hold on,
George.
Yes. Oh my God, Jeffrey.
I want to see.
Where's the cameras?
Was it a cock?
I want to see.
That was a good one.
What do you think? I can handle it?
But the phone cannot see my, the camera can't see my
phone.
They're
over there. They're over there. Cameras are over there.
Yeah. I just showed George meet an NBA player.
I want to see.
That's amazing.
That's what I'm into.
That's amazing.
It's a good picture.
And it's also clickbait of the title of this YouTube video.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. You could have just told me what the picture was. I would have believed you.
Why'd you tell George specifically?
I just felt like he needed to see it.
What position?
When I fly in jets.
Nice.
Oh.
You feel me?
What position did those players
play?
His
face was in that one.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to. I would blur it if I ever posted it.
And they're just cool. Do they know?
Yes.
Show Shaq what you have.
Okay, so 1999, you and me at the Denver Zoo.
She was like,
and we also have the same birthday, and I DM you on Instagram almost every year, and I'm like, hey Shaq, happy B-Day! We have the same birthday. This is a pic of us at the Denver Zoo in 1999.
This is a pic of us. Responded.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember the pic when I was.
here, show the camera. That'd be weird if he was like, yeah, actually, it was a Tuesday.
No, put it on.
So I have I'm doing research every time I go to the zoo.
Yeah, for what?
For what?
Don't laugh, but it's a true story. Don't move, whatever I do. So every zoo that I went to in the world, all the gorillas look at me and they go crazy. You can laugh, it's okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so don't move. So I'll go up to them and like I'll mess with them and like they all come to the glass and they all do this. Every zoo in the world, like they just go crazy, they just go to glass and go.
So, did you say gorillas?
Huh?
Which animal did you say?
The gorillas.
That's where we met. That it was in front.
Uh-huh. You met at the gorillas.
Yes, I'm telling you. Yes, it's just like so. Every city, every zoo, and they all. So they had this one albino gorilla in Philly. He almost broke the damn glass and got out. His name was Joey. And when he stood up, he was like 9'9".
If he did break out,
I would have ran my ass off. Yeah, I'm not fighting. Listen, I'm tough and all, but I'm not going to fight no gorilla.
I don't know. I feel like you could take a gorilla, man.
No, I cannot.
Well, I had one girl, but me, bro. I think this is one of the reasons why I had COVID, and then after it, I had tonsillitis.
Because the girl?
No, not because of what she did to me, or maybe, I don't know.
What happened?
Basically,
are you okay?
So there's this girl, I don't want to say too much, but like, she's really nice, lovely person, really got along. And then there was one thing she told me. She said that she used to be a devil worshiper.
No.
And I was like, I laughed. I was like, what? I said, hail Satan and all that shit. And she was like,
he's doing anything to smash. She's like, yeah, bro, 666. He's like, 69, that's 666. But you know what I'm saying?
I was like,
doing blood sacrifices over
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, nah, you're taking a piss. And she was like, yeah, yeah. Like the whole Ouija board shit and everything. She believed that. And I was like, what? And she was like, obviously now I don't, you know, I'm not really that into it. And I was like,
I'm not really that into it anymore.
Did you guys hook up?
No, this was after we like hooked up and all.
Oh, so, yeah, okay. So, that is literally the scariest thing. So what if she's pregnant now?
I've already, no.
With the devil.
Whoa, wrapped up, bro. I always wrap up.
Oh, wow,
always
wrap nice.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Sharp. But like, it's how much we sharp.
Sharp.
Sharp. Sharp. Oh, okay.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So when she told me that, bro, I was like, yeah, man. In back of my head, I was like, I got to end this, bro. I got to cut this up because I could already hear my mom screaming like,
You know what?
Jen, are you mad? A devil worshiper. after all I've done for you, church every Sunday for 18 years, and you want to bring home a devil worship. Satan at my doorstep.
The girl enters his house like, yeah,
just coming in like
no wonder he smashed. She's like, you should see her head.
She can do a backman.
She can do a backman. Knock that out.
Yo, shit. All right.
This ain't so bad.
Damn.
She comes like, oh, man.
But yeah, no, as soon as I saw Cena, bro, got COVID and then tonsillitis, I was like, yeah, she put a spell on me.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's got a little doll of you that she pokes with.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm about to get next. Like, shit.
A child.
Whoa. Child, you just thought she was going to tell you she does OnlyFans. She's an only a fan of the devil.
Because I roasted my whole life. I came from a whole different country. Kids made fun of me every day. A lot of things I didn't know about myself till I got to America. I had no idea I was dark skinned till I come to America. You see, white people, you don't look at like a tan guy and be like, oh, you know, you're dark, or you're like, black people, they go in on everything. I had no clue I was dark skinned until I got here. I got to America and I met some people and I'm like, he said, you black? I said, of course we are black. He said, no, you black as shit. I said, what the fuck you mean? One guy told me I look like under the bed.
Oh no.
Yo, have you looked under the bed? It's dark as fuck under the bed. They told me I look like I have no bright ideas. They said the difference between me and midnight is 11:59.
Shut up, man.
They said when God said, let there be light, I was out of town. They told me I have to wear white gloves before I eat chocolate. No. So I don't bite my fucking fingers.
Not like this.
They told me every time I take a shit, I think my dick fell off.
Not like this.
Somebody told me Stevie Wonder sees me every day. That's dark as fuck. That motherfucker don't see shit.
That's pretty dark, man.
For 2 years of my life recently was the hardest years of my life. I gained 40 pounds of weight. I was really, honestly, if I was not Christian, I'd probably be suicidal. And it was really, really bad. I never told anybody about it. And it was pissing me off because it was the most exciting years of my life. I was getting everything I've ever dreamt about. Money was no longer an issue. Not that it ever was, even. Like, I just couldn't understand why I got everything that I've ever prayed for, but yet I was so unbelievably depressed. And I never let anybody know because I was always the guy who tried to make people laugh. But once I fixed my focus, everything changed.
Yeah.
When I was at Five Guys, I make that reference because I remember I do evaluate a lot of things and reflect. And when I was at Five Guys, it was simpler. It was me with my friends. It was, I'm so sorry. It was
your touches are very aggressive. Hard and aggressive.
I'm so sorry.
Even that little poke, if it's like my body shuddered. And I don't know if it's your vibe or, you know what I mean, but just don't do it again.
Okay, I won't.
You beat him.
But I reflected on that, and when I figured out what it was that I'm holding on to things that I shouldn't be holding on to. For example,
like
my career, my finances, my position in life. And when I realized that once you let it go and just really enjoy the moment and the journey of it and not be so scared of like, where am I going to be in 2 years from now? what am I going to be doing if this doesn't happen?
Because it's not real.
The
future is not real.
A mirage. And for me to like, dude, like I didn't even know I was going to be with my best friends doing a podcast where, and I don't mean this in a cocky way, but like, dude, this put me on a very strong map. And it made a lot of my avenues blow up. So I'm very blessed, but I didn't know I was going to be here. So
it's like that's... Are you done? It was just a long monologue.
He was just waiting.
Let me just say something. I loved what you were saying. It was just very long. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
usually
yeah,
me. Yeah, yeah. That's usually.
But you know, I got what you're saying, and you really inspired me, George. And can I say something?
Comedians
right?
suck.
No.
I hate comedians.
No, I want to say something.
Sebastian suck. Left me on red. Yeah. You suck. First of all, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Do not
okay,
touch
my
me.
My bad.
Thank you.
All right, but yeah, we just need writers to edit that down. Like, if we had a staff of writers, they'd be like, yeah, we'll cut that. But
I'm sorry.
Essentially, it was a really good monologue.
Usually, when I do my comedy, I don't have writers in the room.
I actually write my own stuff.
Okay, I can tell. Maybe you should get a writer. But my point is...
Oh, fuck, George. You had it all, buddy. You had it all. You took the AK-47 and blew your fucking brains out.
You know what's so funny about this?
I hope so.
In my sweet, like, friendly way, I thought I was doing such a good thing by lobbing the ball over there.
Yeah.
And I just wish...
You know what? I should have caught it. When you lobby the ball, I should have caught it and then, like, just thrown it back or something.
No, but that was very good.
It was good. The point is there, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to put one asterisk at the point. I understand at that time you were stressing about the future, your career, your job, your relationships and everything. And that drove you to a place of unhappiness, perhaps because you felt dissatisfied with where you were, or even more likely, unsure of how you were going to get to where you were going to go. Yep. And while that is a very real stressor and can lead people down a dark path into a not so fun place, that's called pressure, brother. And some people aren't built to handle that. Others are.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I tuned you guys.
I saw you. I was looking at you. I'm like, yo, he's delivering a beautiful message.
I thought you guys were, because your back was towards me. So no. I thought you guys were talking to each other. My bad.
He said something during this podcast, and I'm going to reiterate. Do you fucking listen?
No,
he's under a lot of stress over there.
Why?
I'm taking George's.
Why?
Because he was delivering a very heartfelt message, and now he feels like it was ill-received.
No, what are you talking about? You delivered a great message. I mean, I said
just...
No.
All right.
I get what's going on. Listen, can I say something, okay? Jordan, I won't. All right, George.
It's so sad.
What I'm saying is that when you were talking, we were here for that 30 minutes. Right? We were in tune with everything you were saying.
It is true.
Yes. That's
right. And what I was going to interject was, there's an old saying, if you have 1 foot in front of the future, 1 foot in the past, you're pissing on today.
I love that.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying, is that live in the moment.
Did somebody else write that?
Yeah, I didn't write that. I just said that's an old saying. You're acting like a fucking asshole.
George, you also don't want this smoke. Stop. Just give up. Play the sad role. Right.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows were way too thick.
They are.
And you got to get that trimmed. You look like a fucking animal.
You do.
Yeah. There are certain...
He is clocked out.
I know.
George has been under a tremendous amount of abuse.
No, stop.
George, I want you over here with me. George, I want you over here with me. Chase him down.
I have a question for you.
You find him. George, no, go get him. Go get him. He walked, and that's a first, and now we're going to have to deal with the fallout of this episode for
Logan,
the next two fucking months.
Something.
I swear to God, Bobby Lee, you fucking pissed off my co-host. He's probably crying in the driveway.
You know, the Beatles could have lost Ringo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to the Myman.
Okay.
Yeah, but we just took...
I mean, if Ringo left, they would be like, oh, let's shoot fucking Abbey Road. Record Abbey Road.
We just shot a new profile picture.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying is that...
we need him.
That attitude right there was just unprofessional.
It was a bit unprofessional.
It was unprofessional.
Yeah, it was.
Listen, I'm a guest, right?
I feel
hurt and abandoned.
I know.
I feel rejected.
Me too.
And this was fucked up, bro. All right. So if he doesn't come, because I got to go now.
No.
I know.
If he doesn't come back here by the time I'm done,
I'm walking too.
I'll get him. You get him. I'll keep the conversation. Yeah. He better come back because.
Well, Logan.
I'm telling you something right now. Hey, so Mike.
Yeah.
You're the real talent on this.
Yeah. You know, you're telling me, buddy. I know.
No,
trust me.
This fucking Legan Paul, what's his other brother's name? Jocko?
Jocko.
Yeah, Jocko. Paul, right?
Yeah.
You can just cut this shit and do your own thing, bud. You're charismatic.
Question for you.
You're sexy. No, let me just lock eyes with me, right? What? He's coming back? Good. Love your podcast, man. So dope.
He was just saying that as long as we stay together, bro, this thing can go to the moon, brother.
You guys are at Wham.
What?
He's just saying, like, as long as we stay together, this thing can go to the
moon. You guys are like Simon Garfunkel.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. You say, as long as we stay together, we're going to the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Well, fuck, that sucks.
You're Paul Simon, you're Garfunkel.
No, George isn't coming back.
Yeah. He's not?
No, I lied.
He's not coming back?
Uh-uh.
Absolutely.
Why? Did I really hurt him? Be honest with me.
So?
Well, it wasn't just you also, I'm going to be honest.
Is he really mad, this fucking guy?
Hey.
Yeah.
I, too, am confused.
I'm not. I'll be honest. I'm not. And I'm gonna tell the audience angle on this. He took a little abuse on this episode. You know, it was he got vulnerable.
See, I got too mean. And George and my guys over here, you guys were like, check me.
No, but
it wasn't
too mean.
No, he's a comedian. He's like, we're all just joking. We're just fucking around. It was all fun and jest.
We got to do something. Dude, my dick just got fucked.
We got to do something, bro.
We are going to do something, yeah. Right? And I could replace George.
Is he coming back? Oh, he's not coming back.
He's not coming back?
You could say that.
Is he really mad?
I thought he was kidding.
No, I mean, I thought he was kidding.
I didn't think he was kidding.
Oh,
I
know George. Beef with a guy? I don't
yeah,
know.
No.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but you have beef now.
I fixed
it. I didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but regardless, you got beef with him now.
Oh, he's mad at you guys. Oh,
not me.
We're not backing him.
He definitely can't.
No, you did the lob.
No, fuck you. There's an audience you saw. Fuck. Don't fucking even try that.
No.
I passed Mike him the rock. I stood up for him the whole fucking show. Don't even fucking try that shit.
What part was it?
He just took a lot of abuse. I've had a few rough days. We've been traveling.
Wait, has he done that before?
He's wanted to.
And he gets that sensitive.
Yeah.
Well, but can I keep defending him, please? Because no one's
try.
Done. Okay. That chair is a tough chair. The guest you okay. Your respect for George and also for this show will be analyzed by the audience by your direction facing George on this show.
Which I noticed in the beginning, you did a.
Very hard. I'm not saying.
No, no, no.
I'm not blaming
in the beginning, you. In the beginning, Bobby, about the first half, when George was involved, he was, and you're not. This can't be negated. You were inclusive. You were left to your right, and based on that metric that you described, he was doing great. But George kind of turned off.
Got it.
Well, no, he did the monologue,
and then you
no,
said
no, no, the monologue is where he went awry.
Right.
It went awry there, and he lost. You know what I mean? And then
I think
we should have called it out. Which
no,
I did.
No, I think he thinks that even though at the end we made a joke about the length, he thinks we weren't listening and have discredited the entire monologue, which is not
which
the
wasn't
case.
True.
He's,
he loved it.
He's not separated.
Live though. In the moment is what he's trying to say. But I have a feeling, bro, that, you know, we're going to see each other again.
Yeah.
And we're going to do high and mighty things. There's a good chemistry. You know what? I'll be the fourth guy.
Dude, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Sometimes I'll be the fourth incredible. Guy. I'll come in and listen. Next time I come here, I'm gonna bring George a gift. I'm gonna make amends, right? I'm gonna make it right because that's who I am as a person.
Mm.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. One day. Right. George never.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'll fuck with him here. He's never coming into my house. Because what he did there, right?
Yes.
Was so disrespectful.
Yeah. You're the guest.
I'm the guest, man.
Guys, Bobby Lee live on Instagram. He's at 922,000, which means. He's 78,000 away from hitting a million followers. That's a milestone.
It's a milestone for me.
Better hope none of those followers are George fans. You're going in reverse, buddy.
I know. Can I say? I want to get on my hands and knees. I want to say something to George fans.
Oh God.
No.
Fuck George.
That'll be bad.
I wouldn't do like this.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Which one? Right there. Yeah. Dear George fans. Okay. My name is Bobby Lee. And what I want to say is that I'm a huge fan of George. I love his thick beard. His eyebrows are grizzly, but
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's like he's from The Revenant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just woolly, and he could survive a cold place.
Cold wind.
Yeah. He is, he looks like one thing, but he's the other.
Yeah.
He's Christian, but he's the other, right? But I think he's very talented. He's a sweet guy. He's intelligentsia. And he really right
just threw Spanish in there.
Yeah, I threw it in there. Though. He's intelligentsia, right? And I am gonna make it right with him the next time I'm here, and I really will. I will pull focus toward him. I will make it right. I'll give him a fucking spa package or something.
Were you trying, or you just were like you lost it?
I was not trying to.
They
go
were
hard.
Probably that's fucking fair. Making out while he was driving.
You can't.
No, stop. Bro, stop. I'm gonna fucking get this out today. This is a private topic, and that's why I'm going to say it here on Impulse, the world's number one podcast, okay? Your PDA makes me fucking
oh,
sick.
Oh, God.
Your PDA makes no, me dude, fucking sick, bad. And it I makes others sick to listen to me. I have asked others about this. I am okay with some brief cuddles. That's cute. I am okay with a peck, a kiss, an intimate quick moment. I am even okay with a fucking makeout session, some spit swapping.
One session.
But when you start to infuse the moaning, when you infuse that fucking moaning, nodded, the guy who lives with you nodded and pointed at you. All right. When you make out and you do the, homie, you're in my house doing it now. You're on my couch. I'm sitting there by myself watching TV and I hear, and I'm like, dog, but you don't want to be the asshole.
Hold on. Listen. In a roundabout way, that's my fucking house. Okay. So I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, that's not how it works. And you, if you can do that, but you have to start paying the mortgage.
Drink Prime, motherfucker.
No, Drink Prime's not paying me. You can't just say Drink Prime after I say pay me, because you're not. You're not paying me.
Listen, but that's the other thing I wanted to talk about.
How do you make that noise, though?
Bro,
Mike's a Karen.
No. Before we move on, I have to side with him. Because, bro, like, it's like you pretend there isn't 15 people with you in this van, bro. This is
gross. It's gross.
I have to act it out. This is my thing.
You don't have to.
No, dude, you're heavy.
Yeah, get off, Jeff.
First of all,
no, I'm telling you, dude, and the audience is going to ride with this one.
Look, you're right. You're right. Both of you are right. I hear you. Oh. I hated PDA. I hated it. She loves it. And unfortunately, this is one of those things where now I'm sucked in, quite literally. Anyways, we don't want to be sucked in, bro.
It's not about you or... Or it's not about you or her. Does she have a name at this point? It's not about you. It's about the other people in the room who are just enjoying their day-to-day life and don't want to watch an active pornography in the making. Like, I'm not trying to jerk off right now. I want to eat my salad.
Bro, and imagine you have a girl with you, and then you're like, am I not doing enough with her?
That's what happened to me in my life.
Wait, what?
Baby, why don't you do that with me? Why don't you do that with me? What? Fuck you in public? What the fuck? Because I'm a human. I'm not a fucking penetrator. Shut up! Stop fucking!
Oh my god, that's so fucking
fuck!
Is that there's just so much truth to this,
bro? She's sitting there. She's like, "Why don't you do that with me? Don't you love me? We're at Buca di Beppo. Shut the fuck up! I'm eating pasta. Shut up! Why are they fucking in Buca di Beppo?
It's, and he's such a person of like. What does he always say? Know the room.
Read the room. Read the room. No one here is even 18. You're fucking. Stop fucking.
What is that?
Can you get me my drink?
We got goods.
What drink you need?
I just need my drink.
You want some Prime hydration?
I got my own shit.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, there's no motherfucker.
Slime. I'm on that shit. I got slime, bro.
Damn.
This is my own drink, and we are putting these in stores everywhere in the next 2 to 3 months. We're taking over everywhere. I'm talking about literally Walmart to any kind of family-owned grocery store. This is my shit right here.
It's bigger, too.
Not only is it bigger, it's double the size.
It's not only bigger, but it's double the size.
This motherfucker.
Try it out. Just try a little. This is my new shit.
What does it say on the label? 3,000 calories.
Oliver, these look similar.
Bro, we're not going to have a problem. My shit is 10 times better. Hey, and if you want to, there is room for anybody in this room here
obviously,
to get in on the ground floor. If you guys want to be investors, there's opportunity. I know that he didn't hook you up with what?
Is that if you ever sell the company and you get a mega yacht.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, I know he gypped you out of the Prime shit. I got you with slime.
You want to try it?
Yeah. Try it out. It's fucking crazy. I mean, this is my new flavor. This is blue goo and doo goo. And this is some shit. Like, literally, just what does it taste
like?
Can
I read your backstory?
Yeah, of course.
Slime was founded on just two principles. Live good, feel good. When you drink a bottle of slime, you can feel the energy coursing through not just your body, but your soul as well.
You wrote a fucking description?
It has.
Of course, every good drink has a description,
bro. How much time you spent on this label, bro?
Bro. I have to tell you, man, this is something that's been in the works for years.
We're a family-owned company. This is obsessed with living life to the fullest. Every day that's we wake shit. Up, slam a bottle of slime, and then we live life to the fullest.
Read the nutritional
data. This shit is a family-run company. I started this with my parents and my homies.
Calories, 3,000. Total fat,
44 grams. Saturated fat, 20 grams. 2,300 milligrams
of
sodium.
We're still working out the calorie count. I'm trying to get this shit down because that's per serving, and there's actually 2.5 servings per bottle.
Bro, it's 2 days worth of calories.
Bro.
It's 2 days.
Don't drop this shit on the ground, bro. This shit is going to change the world. Slime. Everybody's drinking this shit. And I'll tell you right now, it tastes a hell of a lot better than this prime bullshit.
He brought two props.
This guy's good. No, three. Do you see the big scooter?
I literally drink these everywhere. If you see me out on the street, I'm drinking slime.
Hey, what do you think she's doing?
What the fuck?
What do you think she's doing?
Bro, she's filming.
Are we about to watch an influencer in the wild?
No.
Are we about to watch a fucking influencer in the wild?
She's filming a fucking TikTok.
She's about to. That is a phone stand. Oh my God, this is gonna be so good. This is gonna be so good.
No, let's just announce it as invite her on.
Should we go out?
No,
bro, you should invite her on.
Just invite her on. Invite her on, dude.
Be like, hi, we would like to have you on Impulsive.
Hey.
Sorry, I can't.
No, you can. We're doing a podcast right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to come on?
Yeah.
You want to come on the pod?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, yeah. We got Oliver Tree on the show.
Do we have a cup? Maybe she can try some.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
We always drink it.
Get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Can you do a taste test between this drink?
Can we get her a cup?
Can we get two cups?
Is alcoholic?
No.
We have competing beverage companies. Mine's called Prime, and his is called Slime.
And this is double the size.
Can you just tell us which one tastes better?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And no, wait. We need it to be a blind taste test.
Oh yeah. That needs to be a blind taste.
Cover your eyes.
Obviously, she's gonna pick you, dude.
No. She doesn't even know me.
She doesn't know Jake.
I know, but I'm saying like you're the strong guy, boxer.
By the way, they teach you in school never to take drinks. Yeah. Cover your eyes when strangers bring you in. She's on a set of a production.
Now mix them up just in case she peeked through. Just mix them around so she
doesn't
few times.
He doesn't even know which one's which.
I do know. There's an identifier. Okay. why don't you give it to her?
Well, I don't know which one's which. Okay.
Okay.
No, you can open your eyes.
Yeah, you can open.
Wait. Drink this one first.
No. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you.
Oh my god!
Take a good sip
of each.
We have
some ginger to cleanse.
I know
palate.
She got to clear her palate after.
You survive, right? Good.
Very good.
Here's some water for your next one.
Yeah. So this is.
No.
Don't say it.
We're not gonna say, but just be aware.
Okay.
How does the water taste compared to that?
She taste tested the water. She went.
That one's better.
Oh, come on.
That's prime, baby.
Oh, wow.
That's prime for you, baby.
That's prime for you, baby.
I'm confident in the product.
Fuck. That is the most organic.
He's walking.
Dude,
he's pissed.
Ladies and gentlemen, yo, thank you.
Oh, he's leaving on a sub motorcycle. Holy shit! Bro. Why is that perfect?
Do a flip,
Logan. Why is that perfect? Look at him.
Yo, what the?
Look
fuck
at him right now. Oh wait, his dad just got here.
Oh, and he's George's dad. Replace George with George's dad.
Bring him on.
Bring him in.
Put him in.
Not trained for the media.
Nah, he's good. He's fine. We'll cut it.
It's his birthday.
Nah, we'll cut it.
Happy birthday. Come on in.
Georgie, sit down.
Do we have a cowboy hat here somewhere?
Oh my God. I can't
fucking.
Oh,
my God.
This is incredible.
Did I look like Logan?
Yeah.
I love you, son.
Wow.
This is absolutely
What's
fucking
going
incredible.
On?
Dude, the resemblance is uncanny.
Uncanny.
Did I look good?
Yeah.
You look like a star, dude.
All right.
What's going on?
We got a cowboy hat for him or something?
What's going on?
I don't know what
Mr.
happened.
George, are you thirsty?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sir, you need to wash down some goatee grow. My drink, this is slime. You want to try some?
Hey, Big George.
Anyone these?
You think he copied my brand?
Definitely not. This came first.
No, right? They don't look anything alike, do they?
No, slime. Not.
Yeah. Do you want to do a taste test?
Yes, yeah, do a taste test.
You got to do a blind taste test.
Yes, yeah. Right. Pour them up.
This is the real way to tell because it's 2 out of 3. We just want your honest opinion. We just want you to just let us know whose drink is better. You're not going to know whose. But we just want to know what flavor is the sweetest, most incredible taste upon your tongue. Are you prepared to do that?
I
Just we just need an answer. We need consent, of course. We can't pour it in your mouth.
Is that a yes?
Then you go over your eyes.
Okay.
We'll go one at a time.
You don't need to react in any meaning.
Yeah, just and then this is the second drink.
Just say yeah.
This is drink number two, let's call it.
Wait, does it need water to cleanse the palate?
Yeah, a little water. Oh, there goes.
Brand new one.
All right.
Dude, yeah, I'm like, this is crazy.
This
right
is crazy.
Yeah, it's like tense, right?
I'm getting chills.
Yeah.
And out of these two drinks, which one would you buy?
Drink number one or drink number two?
Number two.
Fuck!
Oh, that's
two. I'm fucking done.
That's two.
Baby, what are you going to do?
That's two, and he's walking. He's walking.
What are you going to do,
we
baby?
You made him walk.
Dog.
Oh, okay. He actually's going all the way to the door. Oh, shit. He actually did. Yeah.
Oh shit, B-Point pulled them. Caleb's go to the bus. Oh my God.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.